your agency may be getting rid of the federal acquisition regulations. The Office of Management and Budget is supposedly reporting that it's ditching the FAR, replacing it with the Federal United Buying and Acquisition Regulations. Bob Evans is Vice President of Allen Federal Business Partners and co-writes the Year Ahead newsletter. Bob, it's great to have you on the program for the first time. Explain to me where you're learning about this Federal United Buying and Acquisition Regulations, also known as FUBAR.
Francis, this is coming from inside the Office of Management and Budget, a highly placed source that our President Larry Allen informed me about just earlier today, and he hasn't told me very much about it.
You're reporting that Jeffrey Kosas, Senior Procurement Executive GSA at GSA, responded to the pending announcement saying, "Didn't we just finish taking Y2K rules out of the FAR? I'm not sure it's wise to drive FUBAR quickly." Is it possible that this push to FUBAR could be much too fast, Larry?
Well, I think it certainly is possible, but, you know, Larry's off today, so you've got me. You're stuck with Bob. So, and Jeff, you know, Jeff's not a big fan of driving fast anywhere, so I think that this is a very consistent statement from him that, you know, if you're going to switch to a new procurement rules and regulations, that you need to do so carefully. And just like driving under the influence, you can get yourself in a little bit of trouble if you're driving too quickly.
You quote Rob Burton from Venable, the former deputy administrator at the Office of Federal Procurement Policy, saying, if we want innovation and new ideas in acquisition, we need to get FUBAR. Rob has told me on occasion that he believes that FUBAR is kind of already woven into the acquisition system, particularly in the Defense Department where he used to work. Do you share that view as well?
Well, certainly we know that Rob has firsthand experience with FUBAR because of his government work. He's been in and out of government over years, not just with DOD, but in the Office of Management and Budget. So he's had plenty of opportunities to get FUBAR over time. So I really trust his judgment if he thinks that this is a place to which the rest of the federal government needs to go.
I have to say, I've been in broadcasting now almost 29 years, and this, Larry, might be the worst voice change effort that anybody's ever made in my entire career. I mean, it's just, with all due respect, my friend, it's just brutal. But I give you an A for effort. This is really funny. I mean, I'm not much for April Fool's pranks, I'll be honest with you, but when I first read this, this had me laughing. I mean, the concept just kind of gets right at the heart of what people are thinking about the acquisition system. So good on you for being able to take this funny.
Well, I appreciate that, Francis. Yeah, we're just trying to add a little levity and humor, but the overall point's a good one. It's always a good time to look at the federal acquisition rules and see what we can be doing better.
The Week Ahead newsletter will be linked up later today at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. One of the things that you're writing about that is serious, Larry, and I wanted to ask you about, you write, GSA's Inspector General recommends three changes to the way the agency manages the multiple award schedule program after finding nearly half of all scheduled contractors don't have adequate sales monitoring and billing systems to ensure proper contract compliance. Now, you wouldn't take the gold star yourself, but I'll give it to you anyway because you've been advising people about compliance, compliance, compliance for a long time. You've been hammering on this. Is this starting to be, in your view, the manifestation of that compliance effort?
Well, I think that it's going to be, and I think, well, be it to the contractors on schedule who don't see this trend coming. All the anecdotal evidence that I've received points to not just increased IG activity, but to increased activity by administrative contracting officers in the schedules arena that are looking to ensure contract compliance. And one of the most common things we see in this environment, Francis, is that company starts out small and then grows and is very successful. But when they grow, they are adding to their sales and marketing department. And at the same time, they really need to be adding to their back office compliance and management capability so that they get to keep more of the money they make.
It strikes me when I read these recommendations in your column, Larry, that the companies maybe are a little sloppy, because these recommendations that the IG makes are not unreasonable. Ensure contractor compliance with the price reductions clause. Increase attention to less than complete CSP submissions. Work to achieve more of the cost savings recommended by IG audits. I mean, that's pretty basic stuff. And if the companies are having problems doing that, or if it's a case where FAS is not really asking them to do that, it doesn't seem unreasonable on either part for the IG to say, hey, do this, and for the Federal Acquisition Service to say to the companies, hey, do this.
Well, there's a big fundamental disconnect that you touched on here, Francis, and that is between the FAS contracting officers and the IG, and what impact that has on contractors. Contracting officers have a lot of flexibility on what they require in terms of commercial sales practices information from contractors, and obviously from this report, they're not getting the information to the degree that the IG would like them to. So you have a contractor that's responding to the contracting officer, and then the IG comes back and says, well, wait a minute, we need a little bit more. So I think that industry would like to have the agency singing with one voice.
The ultimate end of this is what, in your view, Larry? What do you see happening when we look at this 6 months, a year, 2 years out?
Well, I think that's a good question, because the issues raised in this IG report aren't anything new, Francis. So I think that we're going to have to see a few more poster children for bad behavior before more contractors start to get the message that it really is worth their time to make sure they're paying attention to the rules while they're selling.
You also write in the column this week, Larry Allen's president of Allen Federal Business Partners when he's not disguising his voice poorly as Bob Evans. And you write, a Bloomberg government report found competition for task orders on IDIQ multiple award contracts is increasing. But you note something interesting about that, those sources of competition, Larry.
Well, that is that people that are competing against these each other for task orders are well known to one another. It's a very small family, and what Bloomberg's analysis found is that while the incumbent may lose on a task order recompete, the entity that they lose to is probably already well known to them. You know, it's a little bit like the mafia. You know who's coming to get you before they're coming. So if you're a incumbent contractor, you need to pay attention to the competitors that are closest to you, because they're the ones who stand the best chance of taking your business.
Keep your friends close and your competitors closer, Larry.
That's it.
Excellent. Happy April Fool's Day, my friend.
And Francis, thank you. Happy to you, and take the cannoli.
I will do so. I'm not sure why, but I'll do it.